From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say the Islamic State group has launched two chemical attacks near the northern city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 others, and causing hundreds more to flee. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State for that attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned tomorrow, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Here's State Department spokesman John Kirby.
Now, these are clear violations of the cessation of hostilities and of the express commitment by the Assad regime to the United States and Russia as ceasefire task force co-chairs to provide full humanitarian access and to abide by the cessation of hostilities.
Meantime, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive for the talks. Spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, that's the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos's pronouncement that he will not seek re-election after his term expires in 2017. He's been in power for 37 years and has given no explanation behind his decision to quit national politics. The party spokesperson says it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt by Dos Santos to divert public attention from the dismal performance of the economy and the government. This is VOA News. French police have arrested 14 people protesting the presence of migrant camp in Calais after they blocked bridges, set fires, and called for foreigners to go home. Calais has become a bottleneck for migrants hoping to cross the English Channel to Britain. Some European vacationers to the Greek islands have started helping asylum seekers there from the Middle East. Jamie Detmer has more from northern Greece.
There are now an estimated 16,000 war refugees and migrants, most fleeing conflict in Syria and Iraq, trapped on Greece's border with Macedonia. The Macedonians have shut the border at Idomeni, and conditions are worsening here by the day. Even so, there are far fewer volunteers at Idomeni to help the refugees than last summer, when European vacationers switched from being holidaymakers and became informal relief workers. Jana Rickard is 23 years old and from Germany.
We came down here to support refugees. We're from a group that drives down the Balkan route, carrying donations. And we have transported food with us as well, but the last days we were always giving out tea. This creates a community.
They are critical of the established NGOs, accusing them of being hidebound and too bureaucratic. Jamie Detmer, Idomeni, in northern Greece.
In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he says was a planned distribution disruption, that is, that forced him to cancel a Chicago rally on Friday night. On Saturday, Trump spoke about who his supporters are.
They're fed up with the stupidity in Washington. They're fed up with the stupidity of trade deals and labor deals. They're fed up with the fact that they haven't had an increase in the last 12 years, if you can believe it.
Republicans in Washington, D.C. held a convention Saturday that has the same effect as a primary. Republican Party leader Joe Brookman spoke with VOA about why large numbers of Republicans showed up to vote in a city where Democrats dominate the local political scene.
I think it has to do with where the election is and the candidates are at the moment. People want to come out and support their views, so it's really endorsing who they believe and what they believe.
For the Democrats, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is far out in front in the delegate count over Bernie Sanders, who is relying on big support by young voters to keep his candidacy strong. Five states will be holding primaries on Tuesday. Those would include Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. They are all winner-take-all states, where the top finisher wins all the delegates instead of splitting them with the runner-up. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.